As Mark Hunter is with us to preview the program. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. I'm good, thank you.
Look, what do you make of this meeting today on the soft five?
I don't mind. I think there's a race two's a good maiden that might throw up a handy horse. I think there's some winners through the day and some small fields that we'll probably stay out of.
OK, well, let's have a look at the first. This is a maiden over 1,100. The scratching is number 3. Main ones are number 1, Defy at 10. Then you're down to number 8, El Questro at 5.50. And then you've got 10, Blinky O'Reilly at 6. $6 now, I'm a Man, and Spring Choice, of course, had the mishap last start at $2.40, the favourite.
Yeah, I'll put number 12, Spring Choice, on that. Obviously was the horse at Geelong that came out the gates and was pulled up, was declared a runner. It had trialled quite well going into that at Flemington. I think it's the one to beat. I don't think it's any moral, and I wouldn't be rushing it at the short odds, but I have got it on top. 11, now I'm a Man, I think, is the danger. It's had a public trial and a private jump out. It'll be very strong at the finish. 8, El Questro. It kicked off here in what was a useful maiden and ran quite okay. I think it's got a winning chance also. They're the three hopes, 12, 11, 8. Next best, number 1, Defy. And it was good on debut at Seymour. It resumed at Mildura. Was just okay, gets back to its home track and drops in distance, might be fitter. 12, 11, 8 and 1.
12, 11, 8 and 1 in race 1. We head over to the seconds, and this is a maiden over 1,600. You can take out runners 9 and 14. We've got number 5, Era, at 5.50, down to Heavenly Thought at 3.30. Johnny Vinco is at $8.50, and then you're down to Studio City at 5.50.
Yeah, good little maiden with a few hopes. I'll tip number 7, Heavenly Thought, who's been well back this morning. I've actually got a little share in this horse. It's had a couple of starts. It ran quite well at Echuca, then didn't have any luck at all at Geelong. Gets to a big track here, gets out to the mile, draws with plenty of galloping room, and should be ready to fire now. To beat number 5, Ira, it's had the two goes. It was pretty plain on debut. Went to Sandown, improved a lot. It'll stride forward from that gate and give you a good sight. 16, Studio City. It's got that fantastic form line through Royal Symphony. It ran well there. Haven't seen it since. It'll be back and charging. And fourth pick, number 8, Johnny Vinco, who ran the same maiden as Heavenly Thought down at Geelong, ran well. It's another one with a chance. 7, 5, 16 and 8.
7, 5, 16 and 8. The second, the third race is a 3-year-old filly's benchmark 70 over the mile. Here we've got number 1, Anchor Bid, who's at $2.30 off a last start win. 6.50 for Hard Faith. Rip Girls at $4.80. Then you're looking at Pino at $3.60.
Yeah, look, I'll tip number 1, Anchor Bid. It's probably going to go around about 75% fit with the Oaks in mind down the track, but it still just might be too good for them. It ran second to Royal Symphony, then overcame trouble to Bolton at Flemington. It drops back to the mile off a little fresh and got the claim for Ethan Brown. I'm sure it will have a lot of improvement in it, but as I say, it just might be too good. To beat number 7, Pino, who led them up at Geelong, got beaten by a very nice horse there. It's got race fitness on its side. It'll give you a great sight in front. 3, Hard Faith. Fought on okay last time. Pretty suspect race, that one. And 4, Rip Girl, who won an average maiden but is on the improve. Not really a race I'll get involved in here. 1, 7, 3 and 4.
1, 7, 3 and 4. Well, the fourth is a benchmark 78 over the 1,600. Take out runners 1 and 7. We've got number 3, Kevin's Time, at 3.70. Bonus to Euro's Flying. Whenever it's past 3, it's odds on $1.80. Then you're down to Wheel Leisure at 5 and 9.50 for Hero Master.
Yeah, you're dead right. It's absolutely flying, Bonus to Euro. It's come back in fantastic form. Odds on, I probably won't be getting involved at the price, but I do think it's the one to beat here for sure. To beat number 5, Wheel Leisure. It's a beauty, Wheel Leisure. It had a testing campaign last time in. They took it everywhere, and it certainly tapered off towards the finish. It'll be back. It'll be very strong late. A 6, Hero Master. It's the one hard and fit with the claim for Lockie King. It'll go forward. And 3, Kevin's Time, who's just been a bit disappointing this time. He seems to have found his mark, next best. 4 should win, but short odds, 4, 5, 6, 3.
4, 5, 6 and 3. Up to the quaddy legs now, race 5 being the first of those. And in this race, there are no scratchings. 1, Laughing Air at 4.60. The 2, Channing, is at 6.50. Then you've got That Rings a Bell at $2.90. You're set to resume from a spill. 9.50 there for Kadabra. And then you've got Mighty Quinn, who's at $9.50.
I think this is an open race. I've probably gone in market order, but I do think there's more to the race than what the market says. I'll tip number 5, That Rings a Bell, who resumes. It's jumped out well at Flemington. It had a pretty good campaign last time in. Didn't have much luck on a few occasions. You'd think with a clean getaway here, it wouldn't be too far off them settling, and is the one they have to beat. Number 1, Laughing Air's Flying. It had no luck and ran well 2 starts ago. Overcame trouble last time. Has to jump to 1,400 metres, but was very strong at the 11. Our third pick, number 9, Mighty Quinn. It's a real query runner, this one. It was an outstanding debut. It charged from the back. It's trialled recently at Burrumbeat. Probably wasn't suited by that tight track and a sprint home at Burrumbeat. Still won the trial, but looked just okay. I'm sure the bigger track will suit it better. And fourth pick, number 7, Kadabra. Ran 7th first up. The blinkers go on here. That was a day it was very hard to make ground if you're hooked out wide. It can improve. 5, 1, 9 and 7.
5, 1, 9 and 7 in the fifth. Race 6 is a fillies and mares benchmark 64 over 1,300. Here you can take out the 8. Now we've got number 2, Blythe Bell at $8.50. $8 for Simply Heaven, $2.30 for Leather and Lace, who comes off of a win first up, and then you're down to Milani, who's an $8 chance.
Yeah, this looks the standout, the anchor for everything, Nadia, today. Number 11, Leather and Lace. It kicked off at Sandown, ran a solid third, went for a spell, came back at Warrnambool in the race where Damien Lane got suspended in. Look, the only way it would get beat there was if he fell over trying to get over the top of them. It finally got out the top of the straight, and it was basically a track gallop. It just jogged away to win by 4 or 5 lengths. I think it's a horse going places. It should box seat, and it should just win. Second pick at big odds, number 12, Ansbrook, I think's going as well as it can go. It's got that claim for Jess Seaton. It'll push forward up the front. It's hard and fit. 3, Lassayette. It doesn't want a wet track. It needs the track drying. If it gets a, certainly on no worse than soft 5, it can feature somewhere. And fourth pick, number 13, Milani. Hasn't had much luck those last two races, but they are in pretty suspect races. I think 11 just wins easily. 11, 12, 3 and 13.
11, 12, 3 and 13. If we go over to race 7, which is a benchmark 70 over the 1,100, you can take out runners 3 and 13. Now we've got number 2, Sovereign Duke at 360. Destiny's Reward at 6. Then you're down to I'm Telling You, who has come up favourite here. Happened to win 2 starts ago. It's at $3.20, $8.50 for Invincible Joy.
Yeah, I'm with number 2, Sovereign Duke. He's a beauty, this horse. He ran terrific here 2 starts ago when he did all the work and just got run down. He went to the Valley in a race that was too hard for him. He drew wide, arguably too far at the 1,200 metres. He was off the track the whole way. He was far from disgraced. He drops back to 1,100 metres here is perfect. He drops in grade. He gets the claim for Chelsea McFarlane. He's one of 3 horses that'll go forward. So as long as he doesn't get in a massive speed duel, just has a bit of rest, I think he can get them in the straight. To beat number 8, I'm telling you, just drew the wrong part last time, was in the wrong part of the track the whole way, drops back to 1,100 metres here. It's going to be midfield and just charging down the outside. It's the danger. 6, Destiny's Reward. It's going as well as it can go. I think it's got an awkward gate from gate 1. It'll be buried away. And 4th pick, number 10, Invincible Joy. Resumed, missed the kick, ran well, should be fitter for that and just might be in the right part of the track here. Midfield, 3 wide with cover for this race. 2, the one to beat for me, 2, 8, 6 and 10.
So we go 2, 8, 6 and 10 in race number 7. And then over to the last, here you can take out runners 3, 7 and also the 11. We've got number 4, Minoan Spirit at 3.40, down to By Design, who's had the 2 runs back at $4.20. Favourite is Sully, who won first up at $3.20. And then you've got Lobombo Rose, who's at $7.50.
Yeah, I think Darren Weir might have the key here with By Design and Minoan Spirit. They met in a race at Sandown last time. They were pretty similar runs, and I've just gone for the one that might have the most improvement, number 6, By Design. He got a long way back and finished off quite well to come 8th. Drops back in distance, which is a query, but just with that extra fitness, I think might get the money to beat. Number 4, Minoan Spirit. Covered ground, fought on okay last time. It's going well. It's the danger. Number 8, Sully. Comes off that maiden win where it did things wrong. It's an improver with a chance. I think they're the 3 hopes for the quaddy. 6, 4, 8. Next best, number 10, More Spark, who has got race fitness on its side and box seat, so I guess it's got some chance. 6, 4, 8 and 10.
6, 4, 8 and 10. What about a best roughy quaddy and player of the day?
Nadia, my best clearly is race 6, number 11, Leather and Lace. I'm going to go for my roughy in the same race, so you might have to back at the place. Race 6, number 12, Ansbrook at big odds. Quaddy will cost you $24.50. First leg, 1, 2, 3, 5, 7 and 9. Into 1 out, number 11. Into 2 and 8. And we come home with 4, 6, 8 and 10. And my play of the day is an all-up. It'll cost you $4 for a $1 unit. We'll go each way, race 2, number 7, Heavenly Thought. Win, race 6, number 11, Leather and Lace. And each way, race 7, number 2, Sovereign Duke. All up those 3 horses.
Sounds brilliant. Thanks for that, Mark. Good luck today.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Mark Hunter with his preview of the meeting from Bendigo.